This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Early in-person voting and ballot drop boxes are now open across the state. There are more than 400 drop boxes and more than 300 in-person vote centers. And it's not too late to register to vote. People can register all the way up to Election Day at 7 p.m. That is also the deadline for in-person voting and returning ballots. Hundreds of voters in Los Animas County received incorrect ballots, CPR's Kiara Damari reports.
About 600 ballots sent out in the city of Trinidad last week were missing a municipal ballot measure. Las Animas clerk and recorder Carrie Apple released a video on YouTube addressing the issue.
This occurred due to a processing issue. We deeply regret any confusion or inconvenience this may have caused. To ensure your vote is counted accurately, we have voided the original ballot and will be sending out corrected ballot styles.
Municipal ballot measure 2A in Trinidad has to do with potentially increasing a tax on lodging to help pay for community projects like cleaning up graffiti and fixing park bathrooms. Apple also said that people can contact her office with any questions or concerns at elections.lasanimascounty.org. I'm Kiara Damari, CPR News.
The City Council in Colorado Springs is considering an increase in the base rates paid by customers of the city-owned utility. And meanwhile, the average household is already paying about $9 more per month. Colorado Springs Utility CFO Tristan Gearhart says that's because of the rising cost of natural gas.
The fuel commodities that we buy are really pass-through costs that we adjust on a quarterly basis through electric cost adjustments and gas cost adjustments. Those are different than the base rates.
The cost of natural gas also affects electric rates because natural gas is used for generating electricity. Colorado ski season starts today, and Wolf Creek is the first to open. Recent snowstorms dropped 26 inches on the ski area west of Alamosa. This season is Wolf Creek's 85th season in operation. It's 6 minutes after 6, and this is CPR News.